The State Parks Department has proposed ending on-site management of all state parks in Sitka, including Castle Hill in downtown, the Halibut Point Recreation Area, and the Stargavin Boat Launch and Estuary Trail System. The proposal would also affect all state parks in Valdez. Both the staff positions in Sitka and Valdez would be removed, along with the maintenance and cleanup services they provide. The backdrop of this decision is clouded by the state's budget woes. The House Finance Subcommittee is looking to cut $500,000 from state parks and requested options from the State Parks Department. Director Ben Ellis says the department had two alternatives: either spread the $500,000 cut around the state or close one or two areas entirely. To achieve this reduction, Ellis decided to go with the latter, with Sitka and Valdez taking almost all the cuts.
It's like, which one of your children do you want to chop off or kill? Or the struggle for all of us that dealt with it, including the commissioner's office, is do we limit it in the area or do we look at discrete units? And it was my decision to go with the discrete units.
Ellis said the major criteria for deciding which areas to cut included self-contained areas not in population centers and parks not generating large revenues from fees. On that point, Sitka's parks score fairly low. What would you say to people in Sitka and in Valdez who feel perhaps picked on? Like, you picked us. Why didn't you share these cuts across the state?
I totally understand. I understand the frustration. It was just a decision that I made that for sort of the greater good of all of the state park operations, were that strapped with financial issues.
Ellis says closing the state parks in Sitka would save $133,000. In addition to closing state parks in Sitka and Valdez, the proposal would eliminate one ranger position in Woodtickchick State Park near Dillingham.
This is not something that I would like to do. It is not any reflection on any of the employees that are being affected. And if this does come to pass, I will work very hard to get these areas reinstated as soon as I can.
Under the proposal, the closed parks would go into passive management. There would be no staff present, and supervisors would visit the areas of Sitka and Valdez from Juneau and Soldotna, respectively. For Sitka, that responsibility would fall to Chief Ranger for Southeast, Kevin Murphy.
It affects me directly in, how I manage Southeast. I mean, a lot of those legislatively designated parks, they're required by the legislator for us to have some active management on, and so that'll mean I'll have to come over to Sitka a little more often than I've had in the past and check up.
The affected parks in Sitka, all seven of them representing over 4,000 acres, would include four legislatively designated marine parks. They are the Fort Rousseau Causeway Site, Sea Lion Cove, Magoon Islands, and the Big Bear, Baby Bear State Marine Parks. The park system in Sitka also includes three road system areas, which are the Old Sitka Complex, including the boat launch and the Stargavin Trail System, the Halibut Point Recreation Area and the public use day shelter there, and Castle Hill, the site of the 1867 transfer of Alaska to the United States. The proposal is now before the House Finance Committee. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.